We're beginning at the bottom of the page of Gimel Amud Beis. Today's daf is Friday's daf is Dalet, and today's daf is Hey. So the goal is to get through Dalet and Hey, which should not be a problem. Ma'aseh Behema Emarkin Oisai Tomim Chai. Okay, so we have a comparison in the Mishnah between Bechor,
excuse me, where are you?
The bottom of Gimel Amud Beis.
I can't take this anymore.
I just started. I haven't been able to start. Let's try one more time. It says, Maisa Behema, you're not allowed to sell it chai. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You want to go back to the Mishnah? Take a look on Aleph Amud Aleph, right? Is that what it is? Is that what the Mishnah is?
Yeah. That's where it starts.
Man, I can't even. You got to get through all these pages here to get to the Gemara. There it is. So let's see. It says, Meister, that's Meister Shani. Let's get to the main. It's Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis. Meister Behema. Ein Meichren Oisai Tomim Chai. On Aleph Amud Aleph, right? In the middle of the page, but Mishnah Beis. Ma'isa behema, you can't sell a tomim chai. V'lo balmum chai v'shochet. Okay? So let's just focus on the obvious diuk from the Mishnah. If it says you can't sell tomim chai, and by balmum it says chai v'shochet, then obviously the mashmos is that if it was tomim, you could sell it shochet. Right? That's a reasonable diuk you could make without thinking. Right? Don't think about it. Just from what it says. Says chai is aser, and by balmum chai v'shochet is aser. Obviously, since it didn't mention shochet in the reisha, it must be that tamim, it's aser. But if it was shochet, it would be mutter. That's the Gemara's words. Hashoichet mutter, but shochet would be mutter, right? Now that is, as the Marafolda says, bitmiya. This is a bitmiya, right? Does that make any sense? You're going to say you can, right? So the Gemara says, on Dalam and Aleph, Tani, oh, you know what? I brought my Hebrew one. I didn't bring the English one. Okay, whatever.
Excellent.
Sorry. Let's see how it goes. Let's see how it goes.
Help
me out with the English, okay? So Tani Idvei Rav Yanai Loi Shanyom. There's no difference. It's Ben Shochet, Ben Tomim, Ben Mamom. There's no difference. Ma'aseh Behema is always offered to sell regardless of the state. V'lai Domi L'Tanan. And why does it say the word Shochet, Ben Chai? I'm sorry, why does it say chai by meiser and not the word v'lo shochet? Why doesn't it say shochet? Beginisni devasra, because of what it's going to say afterwards, meaning it's just a comparison to Bechor. By Bechor, it says mekronoi say tamen. Uvamom chai v'shochet. I'm sorry, mekronoi say tamen chai, that by Bechor it says you can only sell it chai, but by mom you can sell it chai and shochet. So we're trying to compare the Meiser to the Bechor. So therefore we said, you can't sell it chai. It's just, linear? Is that the word? So it's a linear comparison. But the fact is, it has its own halacha. It's always awesome. Okay? Rabbi Abba.
Meiser Behema goes to the Levi?
No.
To the Kohen?
No. Meiser Behema is Nechel Lebailov. Meiser Behema, you keep it yourself, yeah.
It's like Meiser Shem?
It's very similar.
It's a Shlomim.
You back of it as a Shlomim in Yerushalayim, but you, the Bailov, are the owner. You keep it.
But there are parts that go to the Kohen.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah. Rabbi Yaakov B'Shem B'Yachanon. Now we're going to bring the reasons for this. Why Ma'aseh Behema is also b'mechira and Bechor is mutter b'mechira. Why is there a difference between Ma'aseh and Bechor? Why Can you sell a Bechor? And Maiser, you cannot sell. So the Gemara brings a pasuk. It says, by Maiser Behemo. Lo Yigoel. And it says, by Chermei Kohanim. Lo Yimoher v'lo Yigoel. So there's a word, Geula. The word Geula appears by Maiser Behemo. The word Geula appears by Chermei Kohanim. There's a Gzeir Shava, obviously, they're comparing the two. And just like by Chermei Kohanim, you can't sell it, so too, you can't sell the Maiser Behemo. Chermei Kohanim, let's review again, just in case anybody doesn't remember. If you say, there's two types of Charam, and there's Chermei Kohanim, and there's Chermei Hekdesh. If I say, this is Chermei Lo Kohanim, the rule it goes, the Chosim go to the Kohen. If I say Chermei Hekdesh, it goes to Hekdesh. In either case, there's no backsies. You can't beguile it, you can't sell it, it has to go for the designated place. Okay? It's a simple drasha. But what does it say by Bechor? The Gemara doesn't speak this out. But in the English or the Hebrew, whatever you want, whatever you have, it says, but by Bechor, what does it say? What's the language by Bechor? It doesn't say lo yigoel, and it doesn't say lo yimacher. Guess what it says? Lo yipode. Lo yipode. So that means that I can't be poida of Bechor, and like I could be poida my sheshenim, I can't do that by Bechor. But since it doesn't say lo yigoel, so there's no limud from Chermei Kohanim, Mamela, it's open. The default is that it's mutter, right? You have to have a limud to tell me that it's osur. So therefore, Bechor is mutter. Okay? That's the answer.
You have to bring the Bechor to Yerushalayim, right?
The Bechor is given to the Kohen. Bechor is given to the Kohen.
If it's not a
Balmum, and even if it is a Balmum, you have to give it to the Kohen. Bechor Balmum also goes to the Kohen. The only difference between non Balmum and a Balmum is the non Balmum goes on the Mizbeach, and the Balmum, the Kohen can shecht and eat in Yerushalayim. I mean, I think it's in Yerushalayim. I'm not sure if it's in Yerushalayim. Anyway.
By Sabahema also, right? You can't be quoted by Sabahema.
Right.
So what if somebody has a huge herd and he has 100, Maiser Behemoth to bring up to Yerushalayim? It's a huge.
It's a lot. Tach. That's right. That's
Let's
a
say,
lot.
Was that not common?
I imagine the people who were very wealthy, it was very common.
Right. So,
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that. There were ways to get around it. You became a shutta for the guy or something. I'm sure they did the
for
Maiser Behemo for anything. Even for Bechor.
No, Bechor.
Shutfas with a guy. I'm willing to bet that
right.
There's a. I'm willing to bet. I'm not holding it. I don't know.
I didn't know.
I don't know. That's a good question. Rabbi Yaakov Jeremiah. Rabbi Yaakov from the south, right? Boy Kumei Rabbi Yosi. He asked him the following question: Klum ksiv bevachar lo sifta bevalmum. So the pasuk that says lo sifta, is it talking about a valmum? Lo sifta is talking about a bechor that you were zarek on the mizbeach. We're talking about a bechor that is not a valmum. Maybe the heter of lo sifta, meaning that you could sell it, is only talking about the meat that you got from a bechor tam. Or if it's alive, while it was alive, maybe that's when you could sell it. But if it was a balmum, maybe, right? Maybe you can't. This is like a very strange suggestion, right? The Gemara is now suggesting that if it's a tamim, that you could sell it, and if it was a balmum, you could not sell it. Which is a very strange suggestion. The Mepharshim on the bottom point this out. They say, what kind of havamin is this? Obviously, if you can sell something which has a higher kedusha, something which has less of a kedusha should surely be mutter to sell. So he gives an answer. The answer is that at least when I sell a one that's tamim, it's going to go, its ultimate destination is it's going to end up on the mizbeach. In other words, even if Kohen 1 sells the Bechor to Kohen 2, Kohen 2 is going to end up having it taken and being marked on his behalf also. So it's not really a hirada in the Kedusha.
So why did he want to buy it?
He wants to buy it. Akasha from Maisa, he wants to be money. He wants to get the mitzvah. Chaytav mitzvah nashok. You pay money and you go and you do the mitzvah. You don't want to do a mitzvah?
No.
No, you don't want to do a mitzvah?
Not that mitzvah.
A bahar? You don't want to do a mitzvah? Okay. Well, anyway, that's a question. You know what the motivation is. But the point is, though, there's no harada in the mechira. It's not for etzem harada. But if it's a baal mom, so maybe then all you have is a mechira, maybe that's a zilzul. That was the havamina. It's a shver havamina. But I'll call pun, we're just trying to justify this question. That lemaisa only says leisefta by a tam, and not by a baal mom. Okay? So then my answer is no.
So the question was about maisa, right?
Was about Bechor. This is a question about Bechor. The question we had was, why is Bechor mutter to sell and Meiser Osir? We quoted the pasuk of Lo Yigal, which it says by Meiser. It doesn't say Lo Yigal by Bechor. Frek the Gemara, what does it say by Bechor? Lo Sifta. What does it say Lo Sifta? By Tom. What about a Balmum? Maybe a Balmum you cannot sell a Balmum. That's the kasha on the table now. By Bechor, maybe a Baal Mum, you cannot sell. The answer is, Ma'aser Behemah lo chilkum al Torah Menachai ben Shochot, ben Tomim ben Baal Mum. So since there's no difference by Ma'aser Behemah, therefore we won't be Mechalak by Bechor either. That's the way it is.
So we don't really have a good answer as to why we have a different word.
We have a very good answer. We're saying the answer is because it's mutter to sell it. By Bechor, you're allowed to sell it. And by Meister, you're not allowed to sell it. Therefore, there's a change in the language. We use Lo Yigoel by Meister. And we use Lo Sifta by Bechor because we're showing there's no limud from Chemi Kohanim. Okay? Okay, next Gemara. A Mekadshim by Esaisha. So you can't be Mekadsh with Meister Behema, a woman. Tani, of a Mekadshim, begin of a Matzom of a Mekadshim of a Betlafav. You can use it.
So romantic.
Yeah, here.
Here's some
hooves.
You like hooves?
I'm being recorded, so I can't say the joke I'm thinking of saying. Okay, very good.
Let's go. Why do you think that you could do this? You can use those things.
It says you can.
I'm saying.
Why would you think you cannot?
No.
The Mishnah says you're not Makadosh with the Meiser, or with the Behemah itself. So that means the busser you can't be mekadesh with.
That's accessories, right?
But these are the like, you know, whatever, bones.
Actually, I would have thought that's considered part of the animal.
Yeah. It says here, the nachashuvim, and you could sell them. In other words, there's no iser mechira. It says in the bottom here, in my footnotes, that he brings it from the Bureau of Reb Chaim and maybe even the Pnei Moshe, that you're actually allowed to sell these. So, if you take a look at Pnei Moshe, the last in line, you see it? Off of Makacha Megidah, about some of the Pnei Moshe,
yeah.
On the left, it says, Al Makacha Megidah, about some of the Kronof of the Tlafov, Hu Adin Le Mechira, Lo Asher Tari Le Balmom, Shanishchat El Limkas Besaro, the Dover Hanisha Mechaim Hu, Avo Hani, So he says that you're allowed to sell these things, and therefore they have a value. Okay?
He's saying everything except the meat.
Right. Even the bones are allowed to sell.
So the Gemara says, Amar Belazar, they should cost a boy, bracha. It says, bracha. So, in the Pasuk, if you take it, does he quote the Pasuk?
10.
Does he quote the Pasuk here?
10.
What?
In footnote 10.
In footnote 10, he quotes the pasuk.
Possibly.
Yeah, there he is. I'm just wondering whether it was on the side also. Havesim. Yeah, I don't see it on the side. But Havesim Shomol Osechem is Vchechem is Master Sechem. And then it says, Asher Beracha Hashem Elokecha. So it says the word bracha.
Yeah.
Right. Now, if you can't use any part of Meiser Behemoth, how is there a bracha? That's what he wants to say. But my yeshba bracha, if I can't use it, that's not a blessing. I mean, I don't know if we'd call it a curse, but it's not a blessing. A blessing is something that I can get something out of. So chach, I should be able to use its hooves. It's a funny brush, no? Not seeing, is that a humorous drasha? If the bracha is, you can use its bones, you know. Okay. Okay. That's what he says. So the Gemara says, if there's a word bracha, so let's take it all the way. Let's allow it to use the basar also. V'ikadosh b'basaros. And if that's a, then that's a real bracha, you know. We have a limud from Chemer Kohanim already. Excuse me. Ma Chemer Kohanim ein mekatshim b'ena seisha. Af ma'aser behema ein mekatshim b'ena seisha. So there's a limud. So just like Chawamim you can't, so too you can't for ma'aser behema. So the Gemara says me'ato lo yikatshul b'gin lo b'tzom lo b'karav lo b'tlofim. So then go all the way the other way then. If you're really going to learn from Kamri Kohanim, so go all the way and say you can't use the hooves either. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Have a surka lahahid amar of lazar, then they should call some hem bracha. But there's a pasuk bracha. So in other words, it sounds like what the Gemara is doing here is the Gemara is trying to weigh two sides, right? We have two sides of a coin. We have a limud from Chemer Kohanim that seems to indicate this also. We have a limud of bracha that seems to say it's mutter. So how do we make the two balance? Balance them by saying what? That what?
Part of the animal.
The part of the animal is mutter and the other part's also. That's the Gemara ends up seeing. That's one way to learn the drasha. Others learn the limud a little bit differently. I like the second shot a little bit better because it's a little bit... Let me tell you what it says over here. Yesh Mefarshim, he brings this down from, maybe it's a plain Moshe. Some explain, it means that the bracha, that's by Meiser Behema, is coming to tell us that the only Isser of the Torah is that which is truly a bracha. So the Basar is the real blessing. So the Gemara is using bracha to tell me, not the Heter, but to focus the Isser. And therefore, it only includes the basar. I thought that was an interesting different twist in how to learn it. In the English too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Next. Now, let's talk about the Tribune Boy. Let's suppose a person goes to a woman and says, look, take this, make a mashicha in this animal. The animal is alive, okay? I have a Meiser Behema animal in front of me. I have a woman in front of me also. I want to mekadesh her. I say to the woman, look, make a meshicha in this animal. Okay?
And it's yours.
And no, it's not his.
It's not his to give away,
right? Shetiskadesh li bo la'achashchita. And we're going to use the gittim and atzamas that are going to come out of this animal after shchita, and you'll be mekadeshes with those. No, you see those hooves? Aren't they good-looking hooves? Right? You can make a nice necklace out of those.
Oh, like a good soup.
Or a soup, whatever you want to make out of it. So, let's see how good you are as a cook. So do you say, since it's biyadi, this is the famous rule of biyadi, call any time, even though something hasn't happened yet, but it's biyadi to do it, so it's considered, as far as I'm concerned, since it's biyadi, so even though it hasn't happened yet, it's considered as if it happened. And therefore, mekudeshes mikvar, meaning she's being mekudeshes immediately from this moment on. Or, la'achashchita. The Gemara's second side is no. That it's, even though it's biyoro to do it, but maybe it really will only be chal once I do the shchita.
So what's the
nafkamina? The nafkamina is someone else hops her in between. Right. That's the nafkamina. The Gemara is not Peshit the Shaila.
He ups the hooves to a Shrei Pruta of real money.
Rab Zaira b'shem Rabob Armamo, Hagoinev, Meister Behema Shochavei, right? Now, this is an interesting case over here. A person steals. I steal. You have an animal that's Meister Behema. I go into your corral and I steal your Meister Behema. M'ho yokayim, if it's still alive, Samachzira lo be'eno.
When? Oh, you mean when they catch the
ganav? When I catch the ganav, or the ganav does tshuva and he wants to make reparations. So what he could, if it's still alive, he should be machzir at be'en the way it is, right? If it's achola, if I ate it already, mashal achol. So now it's too bad.
Have to spend
I don't have to pay anything. Because Lamaisa, what? It wasn't his to begin with. So I'm not really going to your mammon. It's not really your mammon. It's like, you know, Mishokum Kavaya Kazachu.
Yeah. But still, the guy's allowed to eat it.
So that's Mishokum Kavaya. So I'm not chayv if I steal Hekdesh. Let's suppose HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts out on a table a shmork and says, okay, Kohanim, come and eat the shmork. And I, Kohen number 3, go ahead and I take all the food and I dump it into my truck and I drive off with it and I eat it myself. Am I mechuyav to pay those other Kohanim? No.
Because
they never owned it. They never owned it. It's Mishokum Kavaya Kazachu. This is the same idea. Okay? That's what it says over here. I think so.
They didn't have a schus in it?
No schus. Now over here he says on footnote 4, he says, and even to Hekdesh I'm not chayav to pay. He says, Hagoinev me Hekdesh Potter. This is like, you mean, I didn't necessarily realize this. I always thought a person who's Goinev from Hekdesh is Potter from Kefal. It says the Gemara, Yishalim Shnayim L'Re'ehu. L'Re'ehu is Chayiv Kefil, but he's not Chayiv Kefil to Hekdesh. But the Keren, I always assumed that you're Chayiv to pay the Keren. I always thought that the Ptura of Re'ehu was from Kefil. Here in this Gemara, it's saying you're Potter from paying anything.
Right. Well, you got to make it up to God.
What does that mean?
You have to clear yourself with God.
How do I clear? I do tshuva. I say I won't do it again, and that's it. There's no chiyuv. The point is, there's no mamon chiyuv here at all in this Gemara. If you take a look at the Rambam Perek Beis Hilchos Geneva, you will see it is not. That is not the case. That is not true. In other words, in halacha, this Gemara is going. A person who's going there from Hekdesh is not chayv to pay anything. However, I think if you look up Tzvi, if you have a Rambam handy where you are.
Actually,
could you look up? It's in Sefer Nezikin, Hilchos Geneva, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Could you take
In the meantime, what's the chiddush in Imayakha Mamziro Be'eno? What would we think otherwise? Is Achayav to return?
You could say that, I guess. I don't know. Yeah.
Where was that Rambam you were asking about?
Perek Beis, Hilchos Geneva, Halacha Aleph.
Hilchos Geneva, Perek Beis, Aleph.
Could you read it out loud, please?
Hagonev es ha'akum, o shagonev nechse hektish, enem eshalem, ela ha'keren bilvad.
Ela ha'keren bilvad. So that's...
Enem ha'yishalem shnayim l're'ehu, l're'ehu below the hektish.
That's exactly the point. In the Rambam, it says very clearly that you only pay kefil to Re'ehu, but the Hekdesh, Hakeren Bilvad. That's not like this Gemara. This Gemara is saying, Hagoinev, so he says here, after Hekdesh, Reino Chayav L'Shalim, Shagoinev, Mehekdesh, Potter. Anyway, he says to look in Rashi, I didn't look all the Marmo comments, I'm just saying, this is not the way we pass it. Anyway, let's go on. Rav Lazar, b'shem Rav Mona, ein oimrim loy sheyitein malta. Okay, so the way we're going to learn the Gemara first, the first way to learn this Gemara is that this is actually a siyua. So we have Rav Zeira. Let's keep track of the names here. Rav Zeira was the previous halacha, who was machalik that if it's be'en, you pay return it. If it's eaten, you don't pay anything. Now, Rav Lazar is now going to bring, according to this mahalach that we're learning now, it's a siyua. It's a raya to Rav Zeira. Because, let's take a look at another example where I steal pachas mishavar pruta. That's the Gemara's going to bring over here. Ein oimim loy sheyitein malta oi pachas mishavar pruta ein oimim loy sheyitein. Okay, if a person stole a coin which is practically valueless, We don't say, oh, you're mechayiv to return it, or if I stole pachas mishavaputa, we don't tell him you have to pay back the pachas mishavaputa. So same thing by ma'aser behema. Why? Even though they have a schus to eat from the basar, but that's not chashuv mamon. It's mamon gavaya. So you're not mechayiv to pay anything to the baila. So the Gemara says, Amar Chinana Hada the Tamar. This then, that if you steal pachas shavaputa, you're part to return it. That's kishaino yafa shavaputa meikara. That's of course if it wasn't worth a shavaputa at the time that I stole it. But imhaya shavaputa meikara, then I'm imlay shayite. And obviously there, that's called kohagainov kishasak zelehu ganov, right? Kohagazel kishasak zelehu mishalom. That you have to, if it was worth it at the time of the maisa gneva, you obviously have to return it. Right, right. Now, just to make a point over here, there's a little lumdus that you really need to know over here. There's two ways to look at pachas mishavaputa, right? Pachas mishavaputa can have a halacha. In other words, if I say to you, why are you not mechuyev to pay back pachas mishavaputa? The way we always learned it when I remember is because the bialim are meichel. The bialim are meichel, correct?
Right.
That means that there was a Maisa Gneva. I was over the Isser of Loi Signoi of Minhat Torah. I'm just not Machuyev to return it because you're Michael. The other way to look at it is, no, not that the pshat is that you're Michael. I didn't steal anything. It's not Kosh of Mammon.
Right.
How is our Gemara Mashma? Is our Gemara Mashma in those two Mahalakim?
It's not Kosh of Mammon.
The Gemara is here's Mashma. It's not Kosh of Mammon.
Right.
Because of the Maisa Behema, right? Because it's not Shayach to say the reason of Mechila is not Shayach by Maisa Behema. It's not his to be Meichel. So you see from the Gemara that the second son is the shot. That's what they speak out over here. Okay. Let's go a little further. It says that the Bechor, you're selling it Chai in a Bamum Chai Veshop. It's Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pazi, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Chai for loy shachet. You can only sell a bechor when it's alive and not when it's geshachten. What happens when it's geshachten?
When it's not a baal mum.
Yeah, we're talking about a part time, right? A bechor tam while it's alive and not shachet. Why? Because when you shachten a bechor and you zarek the dam on the mizbeach, it's moment gavaya. The kohen has a schus to eat it. That's mishulchan and mishul gavaya. That's shulchan gavaya kazach, right? Now tamon tininon. Now let's take a look at a Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, another location where he seems to be contradicting himself. The famous Gemara Kedushin Nun Beis. It says over there in the Mishnah, Hamakalish Mechelkai. If a person is a kohen who's makalish a woman with his kalik from the kavana is, right? Whether it's kachim kachim or whether it's kachim kalim, it's ainu mukudashas, she's not mukudashas. Because the chalik that the kohanim have is mishulchan gavaya kazochu. And it's not theirs. You can't be mekadesh nisha with something that's not yours. Right?
But he can go ahead and eat it.
He can eat it. Of course he can eat it. That's how he's able to stay nice and healthy.
What if he puts it in his mouth and chews it up and then spits it out? Can he be mekadesh with that?
I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Because it's no more
shavuot at that point.
I don't want to, that's a very what if question. That's a Rebir Meir question. I don't know. The Gemara says that that's only the sheet of Rebbeir. Rebbeir holds Mishulchan Kavaya Kazachu. But
right.
Rebbe Yehuda is Chaylik over there, and he holds that what? And she is Mekudeshes.
Yeah.
So what's the machlokes? Rabbi Yehuda, not Yolef, call kachim from Bechor. My Bechor mekachim was an isha, call kachim mekachim was an isha. So we have two sources to compare kachim to. Let's give the givens. There's a given here. There's a given of Meister Behema, and there's a given of a Bechor.
What do you mean a given?
Given means these are facts that nobody argues on. There's two facts that are no machlokas about is the din of Bechor and the din of Meiser. Meiser, ainu mekudeshes. Bechor, mekudeshes. That's given. Now, what are we going to do with all the other kachim? Are we going to learn the other kachim from Bechor or are we going to learn the other kashrim from Meiser? So Rabbi Yehuda goes ahead and learns it from Bechor. Just like Bechor is Mekudeshes, so too.
All kabbanis.
Right there, we have a, what do you call it? It's going to be a stira. We're going to say it in a second. Rameir Yalaf, Mekudesh Kashrim, Meiser, Behema, Meiser, Behema, Meiser, Kashrim, Meiser, Ishaf, Kol Kashrim, Meiser, Kashrim, Meiser, Ishaf. And Rameir, on the other hand, is loads of Meiser, and you cannot be Mekudesh Kashrim. So now the Gemara is going to give the contradiction.
Do you want to change the...
Oh, you're right. Thank you for reminding me. So now we're going to just hold for 1 second while we pause the